Now in chapter 32, we have here the half-hearted tribes. You have Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh. They ask for land on the wrong side of Jordan, by the way. The tribes of Reuben and Gad, they ask for territory here on the wrong side of Jordan. Now let me read chapter 32, beginning with verse 1. We'll just get into this chapter also. Now the children of Reuben and the children of Gad had a very great multitude of cattle. When they saw the land of Jazer and the land of Gilead, that behold, the place was a place for cattle. The children of Gad and the children of Reuben came and spake unto Moses and to Eleazar the priest, unto the princes of the congregation, saying, and they go on to say, that they wanted the land over there, even the country which the Lord smote before the congregation of Israel as a land for cattle, and thy servants have cattle. They asked for the land over there. Now, the thing that we need to note here is that the River Jordan doesn't speak of death. When we get the book of Joshua, we'll see that it teaches for us today how we pass over into Canaan. In other words, there are two places for the child of God to live today. You can live in the wilderness and be a regular beggar, just a hippie in the wilderness of the world. And there are many spiritual beggars in the world today. Or you can enter into the place of spiritual blessings, where we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. That's the spiritual Canaan today. Now, how do you cross over? Well, when we see the children of Israel crossing over, we find that there's two great lessons there. The stones that were put in Jordan speak of the death of Christ. The stones that were taken out of the River Jordan speak of the resurrection of Christ. They got the land by the death and resurrection of Christ. And you and I get these spiritual blessings the same way, that we're to know that we've been buried with Him and raised with Him. We are to reckon that we're joined to Him. We're to yield to Him on that kind of a basis. And it's on that that you and I today can appropriate the spiritual blessings that are ours. So these two tribes, they didn't have to cross the Jordan River. They got their land on the wrong side. Now somebody says, well, did it ever work out to their disadvantage? Yes. You remember the Lord Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee over to the other side, to the land of what? The Gadarenes. Who were the Gadarenes? They were the tribe of Gad. They were on the wrong side of Jordan. This is something for us to note, by the way. They got in the pig business over there. They got into difficulty, and that always happens to the child of God. Now we have here in chapter 32, and I'm dropping down to verse 23 to call attention to a statement in Scripture that is so misunderstood, misinterpreted today. I'm reading it now. But if ye will not do so, behold, you've sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. Now, the ordinary way that that is interpreted is your sin will be found out. That is, if you sin, somebody's going to find out about it. You won't get by with it. That actually is not what it says at all. And I think a great many sinners get by with it today. But they don't really get by with it because your sin will find you out. There has to come that time when chickens come home to roost, and that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Your sin will find you out. And I don't care who you are, or where you are, how you are, or when you are, your sin will find you out. Chickens will come home to roost. And in the way you sin, that's the way it's going to come home to you sometime. That's the meaning of that particular statement that is ordinarily turned around. Now, we're going to reserve for the book of Joshua the fact of the great teaching of crossing the Jordan River and that which Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh really missed by the fact they didn't cross over into the land.